Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, on a calm, cool, and collected FEF Friday in the big city of Houston, Texas.
Where we just get along all the time.
We appreciate journalism. We talk
about
sports.
Did you guys see, even Buffalo Wild Wings is going at the Houston Astros? Did you see
Are they?
I feel like they are.
How? Explain, please.
So Manchester United got a ban from the Champions League for 2 years. This is like breaking news. Two seasons. Mm-hmm. Breaking news that came out via Rob Harris about 2 hours ago. And then Buffalo Wild Wings quotes the tweet and says, "That's how you punish a team that cheats."
Hmm.
I was very interested when I saw that tweet from Buffalo Wild Wings.
This is why I go to Big City Wings.
It's a great call. Sam's a good dude.
Because you know what? Big City Wings would never say that about the Astros.
It's an interesting comment, Barry.
Okay.
Because... And Nick, because then you guys know, and we've talked about this, that's just, you're right. When you are loyal to the hometown, that's kind of how you play it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
You're right, but you can still be objective, because this is where I'm going with this. So as a Packer fan, but also pulling for the Texans, I am always objective, correct? Stop it. You want to broom this whole thing for me?
No, yeah, you're right.
All right.
You're correct.
So you're every Houston Astros fan's favorite, John Boy.
Uh-huh.
Right? John Boy tweets out an hour ago, "Houston fans have been in my mentions all winter acting like I'm the only one talking about it as if it's not a huge deal. Well, now we've got players, coaches, and GMs all stepping up to the mic. Just as upset, if not more upset, whispers, because it's a huge effing story." To which Jake Asman, a local here, but also on SB Nation Radio.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say a local hero, but you just said a local here, and I was going to get up and fight you if you called Jake Asman a local hero.
He is. Imagine he retweets it and says, "And imagine living in Houston. We know you're a Yankees fan, but I mean, you're in Houston? I wouldn't go that far."
What'd he say again?
He retweeted the John Boy tweet and then was like, "Yeah, and imagine living in Houston."
Jake Asman said
that? Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know if that sets up right.
Well, he does do a national show.
True.
He's not objective, though, when it comes down to the Yankees.
He no.
In
He's
fact,
an absolute fanboy.
I love Jake Asman.
Or any New York team.
Great dude, but I sat in the press box during a Yankee game with him and watched him cheer his heart out as a member of the media in the press box. And I wanted to tell Jake, "Bro, you look like an amateur right now. Sit on your hands and do it internally."
Well, he's like Barry Warner, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because Barry Warner
would have gotten all. But I didn't say anything. I was like, whatever. But I even, like, at the UFC fights on Media Row, when Derek, I knew half the card. Sat on my hands. Then internally, I'm like, "Yeah, oh, God, get up. Pummel, underhook." I'm in my head. But watching, I'm just like, interesting. You have to do it.
Yep.
You have to do it. So yeah, your Yankee blue is bleeding through, Jake.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that. I wouldn't take it that, especially when I know the passion in the market in which I work for on this top subject. As you guys know, I'm a huge Astros fan.
Yes, you are.
But I don't know that I would go. I'd have gone to that far.
I would agree. I forgot what I was going to tell you guys. Oh,
way to keep it together.
Yeah, I lost it. I don't know what the hell I was going to
say. Did you guys see, by the way, that they're saying this is the new wave now in the NFL?
Such a dick. Way to keep it together.
But the Broncos are not sending their assistant coaches to the scouting combine in Indianapolis this year because they believe they'll make better use of their time watching film back in Denver, getting their offense and defense prepared. Additionally, the Rams are also not sending their offensive and defensive coordinators so that they can work on implementing the team's new offense and defensive schemes. Well, I think it's a dangerous trend because you need to send the coaches on your staff to evaluate talent to see if, hey, then when you get back and you have meetings leading up to the draft going, that kid you saw that plays outside linebacker, do you feel like he can help you this year? Or do you feel like if he's available later in the draft, we can get him so that in a couple years and things like that. But if they're not there and they're not evaluating talent, I think that could be a dangerous way to handle things.
I would be interested to ask Lance Zierlein because I agree with you. But I think the question is, nowadays, how much scouting do coaches do? Because you do have team scouts for that express purpose of of looking at talent and making a grade or observation on them. And then you have coaches who I would think do a lot of scheming. Now, unless you're Bill O'Brien, in which case you just do everything. But
and he does it well.
But if you're, you know, if you're the OC,
that's tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
By the way.
If you're the OC, these are the players, the GM and the head coach get them for you. And yeah, you have input like, hey, we want a fast wide receiver. Okay. I want somebody in the slot that's 6'3". So maybe these guys don't need to be there as talent evaluators because they need to be back scheming
and coordinating.
I hear that,
but as we know, whether you take it in basketball with a Mike D'Antoni, who you can bring in a guy that you like, but if he doesn't trust him, he won't play him.
Agreed.
Kind of thing, that you can say, hey, I'm going to give you the prototypical specs on what I'm looking for in a certain player to play a certain position, but if I'm not there in person to watch a guy work out and go, that's what I'm talking about, or say, you know what, yeah, he's got, I see what you're saying, he's got the vitals, but when I see him in his lateral slides or I see him when he's downhill to stop getting in the hole to stop a tackle, that's not what I'm looking for. I just think that if these are the guys that are going to be entrusted with putting these players on the field and representing
Do you think video would be enough? Like you film the combine and you go, okay, here's film from the guys we wanted to draft. Thoughts. And then they look at it and go, ah, you know, whatever comments they have about their physical abilities and skills. I mean, maybe
I
film
think video
is enough.
Helps, but I think that in a lot of cases, and obviously I speak from the sport that I know best, which is basketball, but I would say that the guys that I know, including the assistant coaches, have told me time and time again, yeah, you can show me on video a whole bunch of times, but because whether it's me putting you through a drill because I know I expect it done a certain way if you have the characteristics, or me putting you up against a certain player so I can see when pressed with a guy that does these things and has these tendencies on defense, can he, in person, can I trust that he's going to do what I need him to do?
Fair enough.
So, yeah I don't know. It's a dangerous trend. Obviously, you should still send your talent evaluators, but I just wonder that if that isn't a mistake by the Broncos, especially if you're John Elway, by the way. You haven't exactly had stellar drafts. You've gone through how many quarterbacks? You almost look like make the Browns, the Bears, and the Texans look like they knew what they were doing. You probably
might want to get as much help as
you
can.
You should probably send everybody. You might want to get your own hotel in Indy and put everyone up.
As many eyes as possible. And then, because you're probably the scapegoat if it keeps getting worse, not better.
I think he's out of options.
Yeah.
So to speak.
And so you could at least be like, well, I sent the whole coaching staff, and we all as a team agreed that was the guy. Sorry it didn't work out.
Yep. Look at that. Lo and behold, there's your Pinocchio commercial. Right on.
Hey, look at that. So that's me in the comedy workshop. By the way, we were talking about phases.
Yeah.
And some guy was like, well, Barry's current phase is trying to be a comedian. See, that's exactly how you handle it. That's what the Astros need to do. When they get a stupid-ass question or comment, silence. Dummy.
Almost.
I tried.
All right, final hour of the show continues to roll. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's fine, you know. It's led for some interesting stories. Like, there was one time where I was out on a date, and it was the end of the night. Like 2 a.m. was about to hit, and I was drunk as shit. And I thought, I'm gonna go to the restroom really quickly before we leave, get my shit together, and then we'll go. So I go, and I start fire hose puking into this toilet. Projectile vomiting, eyes closed, disgusting. And then I finally open my eyes when I'm done, and I look into the toilet, and I'm like, oh no.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. That's Julia Serrano. Barry gave you a little bit of the backstory. Just worked with her, but funny, funny gal. You can find her on Twitter at Julia Srno. And if you missed any of the snippets, 115, 215, 315, all you got to do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects at the top of the page. It'll drop down with the first 2 hours of the show, catch up on everything you missed. And while you're there on the front page, download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another show.
So what did I mess up?
Do it.
What did I mess up on the text line everybody's upset about?
They're not upset.
Well, you messed.
Well, some
you,
of them did put it in all caps.
You've angered the soccer dorks.
Hey, soccer matters, Nick. I need you to know.
So
this.
I guess I said Manchester United instead of Manchester City.
What's the difference?
Well, I stand corrected.
Difference, yeah.
What? It's all Manchester.
Two different cities.
Nah.
Now you're really good at it. Glenn Davis is on line one.
It's Manchester. You should have just Manchester. That's it.
There is. Yeah.
United City. If they're so united, then why are they so separate from Man City? Hmm? They're obviously not Man United if they're separate from Man City. So I don't want to hear it. Man up and get over it.
Oh, my God.
I know. I just literally did that. You know every soccer fan is just foaming at the mouth right now. There's a difference. Yeah! It's okay, guys. No one cares.
Wow. Okay.
Except Glenn Davis. Soccer does matter.
It does, right?
I kid. I joke. I don't know why I just did Trump hands right there. This is bigly soccer. I don't hate soccer. I want to go on record. I'm just teasing. Just jokes, kids. Just jokes. Uh-oh. What?
Go ahead.
What is on this? What is the... we're not doing this call. This is a random-ass call that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Yeah, I just looked up. We're on to Cleveland, so to speak.
Okie dokie.
Your boy got convicted, Joseph. Michael Avenatti found guilty on all counts in the Nike extortion trial. Sentencing scheduled for June 17th now, 4 p.m. Date probably moves, but word just broke about 20 minutes ago. The man that tried to extort millions of dollars from Nike in exchange for not going public with the fact that they paid players, guilty on all charges. You know, it's not wise to extort somebody that has more money than you that could fight you in court. Nike literally prints money.
Yeah, and
you're
so
not winning that case.
If the name sounds familiar, he represented Stormy Daniels in the lawsuit against Donald Trump. He made a very short run about running for president.
Yeah. It kept her advance, by the way. Her advance on the book.
He did?
Yeah.
And then it comes out that he asked Nike for a massive payment to keep his mouth shut, or he was going to go through with the lawsuit that he tried then to go through with anyway. Now, I will say this.
Well,
he got convicted, but the testimony was kind of damning because the guys that stood up and said, hey, these three players got paid this amount of money, by Nike representatives. So he wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Told you how corrupt AAU basketball
is. Mm-hmm. In the article, it says that Avenatti told him he would hold a press conference claiming the company illegally paid players in exchange for not going public. Avenatti told Nike lawyers in one meeting that they would have to pay his client, who was asking for to be renewed and all that, $1.5 million for any claims he had, and immediately pay Avenatti and another attorney $12 million and guarantee $15 to $25 million in payments for an internal investigation. That's ridiculous. You try to get 12 mil per lawyer. So you basically tried to get, what, $25.5 million plus the money set aside for an internal investigation? Nike is like, bro, it's going to be a lot less money to have you put in jail.
And this dude's got he's got issues. Because they said,
he was broke when all this happened.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, when they went back, when he was trying to get all this money, and they found out he was trying to, pay off a private plane.
Mm-hmm.
He was buying stuff left and right. This is serious business, folks. The charges that he received today carry a combined potential penalty of 42 years in prison. Bye.
Boy.
Bye.
Now, it's going to be minimum security, so.
Okay.
It's federal, and it's minimum security.
He's still going away.
Yeah, but those minimum security prisons, they have, volleyball courts and stuff.
Does it really stop?
What are they, reenact Top Gun?
They got volleyball courts?
Bro, they just recently started filling in. They used to have pools, swimming pools at the minimum security prisons.
A lot of them are privately owned.
They're in prison. It's not a resort, so they made them fill the pools in. That's a fact. I'm not saying I have family that has done or is doing time in minimum security federal prison, but it might be. They're luxurious, some of them. You could do worse. It ain't Huntsville.
I've never heard of a minimum security prison being luxurious.
It ain't Huntsville.
I don't want to say that Jeeves. They're cushy, but they're pretty puffy.
Jeeves will tell you. Go ask him. It's there. They used to be real cushy, and now I think there was public outrage. But boy, 20 years ago, you went to minimum security prison, you were just getting a vacay. A long-term vacay. Yeah. So he'll be all right.
Our boy Dustin, his sources, tagged us on this tweet from Sam Blum, who works for the Dallas News covering sports and the Rangers.
Oh, I wouldn't know. You know why?
Why?
Dustin corrected my spelling last week.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Well,
anyway, for those
for
Nick and I, but not you.
Yeah.
And I'll read it so that you're involved in the discussion.
I felt so bad about it because he was just joking, but I was like, sorry, bro. Rules are rules.
Sam Blum tweets, the Rangers announced a media event at Globe Life Field on Tuesday in which every new toilet at the stadium will be flushed at 10:30 a.m. for the first time. It's called Super Flush and will be conducted by local students. Why? To make sure the pipes don't burst?
Dude, this is Dallas. They got nothing better to do.
That is so stupid.
They have nothing else to do.
Obviously.
Yeah, I just saw the tweet right now. I can't believe they would do something like that. It's random.
Yeah, just what?
Who came up with this idea?
People that had their leg fall asleep when they, I don't know. I mean, why is that an event? Why would I send out a press release, especially with my team in camp already?
That's weird.
And I know you got the new stadium and everything like that. I don't recall when Minute Maid opened up, when it was Enron Field. I don't recall the Astros having an event where they have a mass toilet flushing.
Maybe it is, though, to test, because you're going to have a lot of people going to the restroom at the same time.
You really think that everybody's going to flush at the same
time?
Well,
but if you do it all at once, then you know that's max capacity. And if we can handle that, then if only half of them get flushed at almost the same time, we're good.
Tell you what, Barry, they can do it again mid-July when they realize that they're flushing away the rest of their season again. And basically, they're not going to make the playoffs.
See what you did there.
You're welcome.
Good God. I don't know how Joel can have a healthy debate with Barry. Barry is the same guy who keeps a coffee pot next to his toilet.
Same texture?
Barry has that type of logic.
That's all one text?
Yeah. Let me clarify. Coffee pot next to his toilet at his house. No, I don't have a coffee pot next to my toilet.
You have a coffee bar. It's just the barista only comes in on weekends.
There's no coffee pot next to my toilet. Shut up.
It's in the bathroom, though.
It is in the bathroom.
Okay.
But morning, Barry. But the toilet. Want the usual, or no. Do you want the mocha?
The toilet has its own room with a door. It's not like I'm in there like
so does the,
dropping deuces and K cups at the same time.
So does the coffee bar.
No, it doesn't have
its own door.
No.
It's got two registers.
You guys are making up things about
only
my
got
house
one bean machine,
exist.
But it does have two registers.
You guys are dumb. You know what's not dumb? Going to Mark Klein and Klein's Fine Jewelry for Valentine's. Mark, dude, another suspect hit me up today. Titan Hugo said he came out and got the Mark Klein's Valentine's Day package, and he could not be happier. You are just saving marriages one day at a time, buddy. How are you going to help the people?
Spreading the love.
Yeah.
That's what I do every Valentine's Day. Spread love to the ESPN listeners. You know, and it's not too late. Right now, it's like you're driving home and thinking, what am I going to do for Valentine's Day? Oh, today is Valentine's Day? Yes, it is. So we still have, we'll be here for another 2 hours. We'll be till 5:30, 6 o'clock. You can come by. We have a dozen roses for you. Here's the deal. It's an ESPN package. Your choice of a diamond pendant or diamond earrings. You get a dozen roses. You get a Valentine's Day card, and we give you a Torchy's Tacos gift certificate for yourself. You come in, you pick it out, the diamond pendant or diamond earring, $200 for everything. That's it. So $200 gets you a diamond pendant, diamond earrings, a dozen roses, a Valentine's Day card, and Torchy's Tacos gift certificate for the effort. So come to Klein's. It's the best deal in the city of Houston for Valentine's Day. Anything you want in jewelry, we always have it, and it's always the best deal in the city of Houston. But today is the ESPN Valentine's Day package. You come by, we take care of it, we wrap it for you. You're in and out in 10 minutes, you're done.
Easy peasy. Be like your fellow suspects, man. Go get it done. It's one-stop shopping, and you don't have to run all over town, like you said, and you save money. Mark, we appreciate you taking care of our ESPN listeners, man. Thank you.
You got it. Great. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry. Make sure you call him. Give him a call right now. 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. We're back right after this.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the show right now. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an FBI Friday. And if you thought this was good, and you know that the Blitz are going to take you home, they got a little extra baggage tonight.
Okay.
Aaron Raybould is out.
Guess who's filling in?
Wow.
Trey is filling in producing the Blitz tonight.
Pace the Freedom.
That's cool, man.
Jugs is on.
I'm happy. Good for you, buddy. Glad you're filling in. Don't mess it up like you did our show. I mean, you didn't mess it up. Just kidding.
You said it was just once. Is that true?
That was like three times. No. It was like three different times. But who's counting? Me.
He did say
love you, buddy.
Nick, while you were going, he did say that Trey was still way better than you.
I believe that.
I had your back.
Definitely.
I believe that.
Trey, did I say that?
Twice.
Exactly. I believe that.
I did not.
Yeah, he said it twice.
We have plumbers who are angry with us now.
You know, us or you?
Us. Actually,
I thought it was soccer fans are mad. Astros fans are mad. Let's go to the
listen,
plumbers
I didn't
now.
Make no plumbing comment.
Why are Astros fans mad?
Because you completely...
Because
just...
of cheat day? What? That's a great idea.
You had like four ideas, let's be honest.
If yeah, cheat, day, you were running if cheat rampant day made you mad, come to cheat day. I think you'll enjoy it. This plumber says, you dumbasses... The super flush is real. I was at Minute Maid as a union plumber. It is the test. It is to test the pumps to see if they sustain adequate water pressure under mass usage. Well, dumbass plumber guy, that's what I said.
I said it too, to see if they're going to blow a pipe. But you know what you don't do, dumbass plumber guy? You don't send out a press release and expect that the media is going to cover it. Yeah. Boy, can't wait to see the video footage highlights of that one.
Hey, the Rangers flush their toilets. Film at 11. No
Did
one
you
cares.
See the hard flush Channel 13 just gave that
Bro,
toilet?
Just flush Woo! The toilets. Like, just flush them. Just flush. I can't believe plumbers called us a dumbass. Because we don't know about plumbing.
I just can't wait for your tweet.
Listen, let
morning.
Me tell you. Let me tell
I
you.
I treat plumbing just like I treat my landscaping. I don't do it.
Let me tell you. There's only two things you need to know about plumbing.
I heard you're pretty good with a plunger in your hand.
This is okay. Plumbing is the easiest job in the world. They're gonna be so angry. This is what I learned when I was a carpenter. See, I know. Look,
just
as a carpenter, it's kind of like you know Army and Marines, how they pick on each other. Carpenters and plumbers. And you guys know I used to be a carpenter. And I was taught everything I needed to know about plumbing by an old man. It was very simple. He said, Barry, this is all you need to know about plumbing. Poop won't flow uphill and payday's Friday. That's it. That's plumbing in a nutshell. Poop won't flow uphill, payday's Friday.
Okay.
Now you're all plumbers. Congratulations.
I can't wait for your tweet tomorrow morning.
Problem solved. What tweet?
Good morning and happy weekend to everybody except plumbers, for plumbers, soccer fans, cheaters, and Astros fans.
Boy, I have angered a lot of people today, haven't I?
Yeah, your shots were fired.
It's just jokes. If you're an upset plumber right now, relax. Don't take it so seriously. It's just a joke. I mean, that is true. That's what I learned about plumbing. But it's just jokes. Relax. And yes, the super flush is real. Now we know. This is Demetrius.
But you don't do a make it a media event.
I agree with that. We have to get to this text. Because we were talking about, well, first of all, we just learned something new about Demetrius. But we were talking about getting Avenatti getting prison time.
Yes.
And serving it in a minimum security prison, which I said is like a resort.
Yes.
So Demetrius texted the show. Big friend of the show, Demetrius, says, hey, guys, my dad went to federal prison in the early 90s for preparing fraudulent tax returns in Texarkana.
Well,
didn't know that, Demetrius. He said it was basically a summer camp for grown-ups. No gates or fences, a track, a weight room, TV watching rooms, gardening center, library, and vending machines.
Wait. Gardening center?
Yeah, I'm in.
Can we send you to prison?
Send me. And the guards weren't even armed and wore slacks and dress shirts. That's it. I busted him a couple times while he was there. Yeah. That's minimum security prison. It's literally minimum security.
It's cushy.
You don't get to be out in public, but...
Can you imagine lawn talk at the gardening center? You should go just like you're doing your workshops. You could go to the minimum security prison and do lawn talk right there at the gardening center.
I'm not going to...
Yes!
I'm not intentionally. How about that? I'm not intentionally going to prison. And if I ever do, I'm just going to kill myself. Just putting y'all on notice now. If I ever do anything that sends me to maximum security prison, just know I will just end it right there. Not happening. I won't survive in prison. There go. I'll just kill myself.
If you could, like...
They better put me on suicide watch. My favorite bit from a comedian. But they do?
Like at the beginning, they always do.
They'd be like, this fat chubby dude is not going to make it. We better put him on suicide watch. My favorite bit was, I think one of my favorite bits about prison was, I think it was Martin who was just like, man, if I go to prison, I'm just going to mess myself. Just poop my pants. Just walk around and be like, what? Like, mm-mm. I just wouldn't. I'm not tough enough to survive in prison. You have to be tough. I'm not tough. I'm fake tough.
You're not Kevin happy. Garnett?
Yeah, I'm fake tough. So,
by the way, did you see that?
What?
Celtics last night on the sly ran an in-arena video to let people know, like a coming attraction for a movie, that coming in 2021, the Boston Celtics will be retiring the number 5 for Kevin Garnett.
Really?
I said the same
thing. The Celtics?
We've had this discussion previously when we talk about guys. Now, here's the kicker, though. Because we talked about guys like Clyde that have their numbers retired at two different teams.
Yeah.
And the whole criteria for having been with a team a certain amount of time before you warrant having your jersey retired. Here's the thing. This is going to shock you. They beat the Timberwolves to the punch. Do you know that the Minnesota Timberwolves have not retired the 21 for Kevin Garnett yet? They have not retired a jersey for Kevin Garnett.
The Celtics are going to.
But yet the Celtics are going to.
Well, that just tells you. That's just... Yeah, as you know, it's weird. If it was the Timberwolves that were doing this, it wouldn't shock me. But as storied of a franchise as the Celtics are,
plus they're running out of numbers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a storied franchise. It'd be like the Yankees retiring A-Rod's number, right? Mariner, Ranger, Yankee.
It really just kind of comes down to.
Do you think that they would do that?
How long were you with each team? Because like when you go into the Hall of Fame, which cap you wear depends on the team you were with the longest.
Okay.
Now everybody says in defense of Clyde that Clyde brought the second championship to Houston, so that, and he's a Houston kid, so that warrants it. You still didn't play but a couple years with the Rockets.
Real quick, breaking news, Ian Rappaport. Texans have released cornerback Vernon Hargraves, former first rounder. He also said that Niners have cut defensive tackle Ethan Westbrook. The Hargraves move we talked about. That's a money move.
Yep.
That was like $9.5 million, I think, that they could save on the cap. So you kind of knew that was going to happen. So he reported, Ian followed up with a second tweet that said, Texans releasing Hargraves escapes the nearly $10 million fifth-year option he has on the books for 2020. And it was before it got fully guaranteed. So no surprise, but they did do what we thought they would do. What everybody thought they would, not just us. Right. Everybody kind of knew that was going to be a move.
Yep. So there you have that.
Can I give one more shout out to P. Randizzle?
Sure.
My dude came through in the clutch for me. I wanted him to send, he has a Monica's Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
If I got it wrong, P. Randizzle, hit me up. So I can promote it properly. But he's got Monica's Flowers, and his wife has a flower show. Well, they have it together. And just about every year, I've had him send flowers to Nora. Well, forgot to hit him up early. He said, I literally got the last arrangement. They sold out. So appreciate the suspects, as
cool
usual.
Cool by P. Randizzle.
Yeah, man.
Barry and I were talking about this the other day. But
he said they sold out twice today.
The loyalist, one of the loyalist of loyal suspects.
For sure.
From when we're doing remotes to Infuse Energy to, you know, whatever we're doing, he wants a part of that. We appreciate the fact that his support has been fantastic.
Support is done in many ways. And if you go to our sponsors that keep us on the air, that's a huge way to. Yep. If you love this show, really, there's no better way to support this show. I mean, listening, obviously, but to use the sponsors that we talk about, that's what keeps us on air. And so anytime you guys do it, we really appreciate it. And most of the time, 99% of the time, we're talking about that we've used them, or we do use them, or we've used them in the past, or we've at least tried the product so that we know how it works. Like I said with Mark Klein, the stuff I talk about him getting me the diamond for my wife for our 10-year anniversary, 100% fact. And he comes through in the clutch, man.
I'm an Infuse Energy customer. I've used a lot of the sponsors that I've actually used. So I can totally relate to that. I've used Infuse, a lot of the bars, mm-hmm. the Cowboys and Indians when they were sponsors. I went there many times outside of work just to go enjoy their food. So I haven't used Klein's yet. Chiquita can't wear a diamond ring. So
get her a diamond collar. Diamond studded collar. We'll try to put a little diamond pendant on it. By the way,
you know what? There's probably some dog owner that does that too.
Oh yeah, they are in River Oaks. Rich white people, dumb. Rich white people might be the dumbest people ever. Did I check all the boxes today? Boy, have I offended?
I don't know how many walks of life,
spanning the globe and running the gamut. You have done it all.
You've offended everybody, bro.
Just leave Nora out. R.I.P. Barry Laminate. Don't go for the capper.
F, it's an F yeah Friday. F stands for feelings are getting hurt today. What do you want?
F stands for you didn't F and leave anybody out.
I know. It was nice knowing you.
Randy Lemon's offended.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, my God. Your idol's offended. Now what?
Now I'm sad. Now I've gone too far. He goes, you have offended me. If anybody's going to that summer camp for convicts and teaching them about gardening, it's me.
That's probably true.
That's 100% fact. They would have much better gardens if he did it, not me, for sure.
No doubt about
it. But yeah, Nicholas. Rich white people spend stupid money on their pets.
Oh, absolutely.
I really hope I'm wrong about that, though.
No, they do.
a diamond yes. leash? Like
I would be willing to bet you, the next time we have Mark Klein on the show, ask him, and I would be willing to bet you he has sold a diamond-studded collar to some dummy in River Oaks.
Before, when Lisa was working TV with no husband, no kids, no nothing, the stuff she used to spend on her two little dogs, I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
She's not even white. Didn't even have an excuse like that.
Man, you are just You better get a shield and a bulletproof vest. And
can I get an escort to the car today after the show? This is
good lord. One segment to go and Barry's still living.
I really had no intention to offend everybody today.
You're showing no love on Valentine's Day, let me tell you.
That's what I said. Just leave your wife out of this.
He's not using the heart emoji today.
Someone to have your back between now and the end of the day.
Equal opportunity offender. And shout out to Jose who said he came to the show last night. Good stuff. Appreciate you, buddy.
Any more shout outs before I can throw it to break?
Go to break.
Thanks for your permission. We'll be back with the final segment of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Final segment of an FEF Friday on The Usual Suspects. And looky, looky who we found. Well, not surprisingly, we found him here. I found him on Twitter. Getting all kinds of love congrats. On a video chat today.
Look at you,
getting
fancy
his
pants.
Insights as he's been. You live here or just
forget all that stuff?
Fancy
how about
pants.
This? How about this? Huh. I brought this up. I can remember. You'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I was thinking about this. I was watching my son play junior high basketball yesterday, and yep. I was thinking, I can remember every aspect of the UCLA offense that we used to run. From high school,
yep.
that what? Coach House implemented. I can remember all of it. I remember the initial cut and then the dive down to the basket. The three-man is going to pop out. I remember the whole offense.
Okay.
But I can't remember people's names anymore. Like, I can't remember basic stuff. I can't remember where I left this. But I can remember every Johnny Harris's phone number from when he was in, you know, fifth grade.
I was listening to y'all this morning get into that. And
232-1063. Yeah. Mine was 232-6551. Mac Jones 341-8194. Remember all of these. 342-3386 is Michael Bennis.
I remember my number as a kid, my first phone number, but that's it.
Well, see, we don't do that anymore because our phones do it for us.
Well, yeah.
That's part of the problem, too. But as we get older, too, he's absolutely right.
I brought this up. I mean, there's going to be certain things that are indelibly etched in your mind when all your hard drive wasn't taken up.
Correct.
Do you have something that you can remember? I've given you some examples. Other people brought up like lines from movies they could remember when they were 8 years old, the whole thing etched. But is there anything you guys can think of that is locked in your head?
Now that you mention it, phone numbers of my best friends growing up, I can still remember them.
Really?
A lot of people came up with phone numbers.
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody's phone number.
You don't?
No.
What do you remember? Anything from television? Like,
he remembers how many people he's crapped on today. I can tell you that.
You know what's funny, and this is going to sound corny and probably cliche, but I remember sitting in the living room watching Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah.
And that just, but that's what made me want to be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is,
no,
I've been passionate about since I was 8 years old.
Do you remember all the lines? And
I remember, no,
deliveries?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I could still do half of the his set right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's, now exactly. Like, I remember a lot of, I remember my parents had a Steve Martin album, and I would sneak it when they would go out, and so I'd listen to all the all of his stuff, and I'd sneak, you know,
King
Eddie
Tut.
Murphy, and yeah, I remember all of King
What's
Tut.
Weird is I remember, like, the earliest memory I have is when I was a baby. Uh-huh. Like, but I remember the house we lived in for some reason, and I shouldn't be able to.
I can remember a house I lived in as a duplex when I was three. I can remember that.
Oh, no, I go further back than vividly. That. Like, I was, like, I'm talking within a year.
Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, I described it to my mom. She goes, how did you know
that?
Are
you sure that you didn't see pictures and subconsciously you think that?
Because we didn't have pictures like that. And I described the entire layout of the house. So we may have one picture of the backyard from the living room, but I was like, my room was here, your room was here, this was the hallway, this was a bathroom. Yeah. I remember the whole house in less than a year old. She was like, that's weird.
Now, I was like, my parents owned and operated their own restaurant.
Oh,
and,
they did?
And it was a huge, obviously sports was a huge part of it. So the claim to fame that they had for me was between my dad and the customers at the restaurant. When I was like between 2 and 3, they had me memorizing the entire lineups for the Packers.
Really?
Offense and defense.
Yeah, and you could do it.
Yeah, and I could do it. Because every day when the customers would come in, they'd be like, because I was telling Barry, it's funny. Now, I take Taylor to the gym, and she's four. And she started this game where she starts memorizing the logos of the cars. Mm-hmm. She goes, Daddy, Toyota, Honda. And then
Really?
Yeah, and so then she wants to learn, what's that one? What's that one? So I taught her Mercedes-Benz the other day. And I go, what's that one? She'll go, Macy Benz. And I go, close enough. But yeah, she's...
It sounds like a failed R&B singer.
That's like her big deal now.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Trey can do some of that stuff with cars every once in a while and race car drivers.
Did you see what he did this week?
No, what did he do this week?
My God, he was on location covering the races, and he got like pictures with Jimmy Johnson and
the Hall of Famer from the Cowboys.
Yeah, no,
nice.
He was all over. He was in heaven.
I bet
it was awesome.
I bet. See, that's that kind of recall for you know, John Harris was like that with every Heisman. He can tell you every Heisman winner, second place, third place, fourth place.
That's weird. Fourth place?
Well, he could do that when he was in sixth grade.
Really?
He could tell you everybody. Yeah.
So it was his calling from a young age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. So I know you guys probably have, other stuff.
No, I have a horrible memory.
Well, but you as a one-year-old knowing your whole house is kind of what
I'm talking
about.
That's what's weird. But I have a horrible, I don't remember, I barely remember my two best friends' names, last names, like, I remember specific little...
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Not like now.
No, now I know. I don't have any friends.
That's
so
going to say,
now I don't have any friends.
That's actually called dementia.
All right,
so before we get you out of here, though...
By the way, no one uses the word senile. Have you ever noticed that?
That is
true. That
true.
Word's just gone.
That's true.
We used to say that all the time. Now they've got specific terms that are terrifying.
It's probably because old people were offended by it. Right. I mean, look,
I guess you used to randomly just say that he's getting senile. Now you just say it's dementia. It's like, ooh.
Well, yeah.
Or it feels more vital.
Medical means it's
medical,
serious.
Yeah.
Or you've gotten to get off my lawn guy status.
Yeah. That's not senile. That's just
senile.
Tragedy.
Now it feels like you were you were attacking them. Dementia means you have sympathy. I don't know.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. When you're senile, you just throw it away. Yeah. Now it's like,
oh, senile ass Lance.
Oh, that's early onset. Oh,
yeah. Don't make fun of him.
You
know, he has
like
dementia.
Early onset.
Right.
So we brought you in to talk football, and look what we got. We went this way instead.
Oh.
Quickly, we were talking about the Texans. One, the Texans let go of Hargraves. That was expected.
Yeah.
Right? To clear up some cap money.
No surprise.
I didn't know what they were going to do with that. I knew they were going to, they probably didn't want to pay that amount. So. I don't know. Maybe they'll still bring him back. I tend to doubt it, but we'll see.
I want to get your opinion, too. We want to get your opinion on the fact that we had mentioned...
He was a top 10 pick, you know.
Yeah. First rounder.
Yeah, he sure was. Rams Broncos have elected to not bring their coaches to the scouting combine in Indy, something you're very intimately involved with. Surprise you at all?
Yes, because very few teams are sending their coaches anymore to the Senior Bowl.
Uh-huh.
They just watch tape, and then they work off the personnel's, you know, discussion about who these players are, because coaches, right after the season's done, they got to figure out their own free agents, who they want to keep, and then they got to start looking at other teams' free agents. So it's never been a great the schedule's never really been perfect for that. But then they usually start to get to know, you know, one of the things is a lot of the coaches don't really know these players that well by the time they get to combine.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad said, he would try to look at about 10 to 12 plays on each player and then on to the next one, the next one, and write just real quick notes because they don't have time to catch up with all these players. And so I wonder if that has anything to do with it, if they just think they're just not going to get enough. But even still, why not get hands on the player? Why not talk to them or, you know?
The eye test in person.
Yeah. What I wanted to ask you specifically was about how much scouting do coaches do? You have a whole scouting department. Do you need a coach who's really more scheme and X's and O's?
Question. Yeah, well, so some teams rely more on coaches, and some teams rely much, much less on coaches. It spans the spectrum. So, you know, all teams want to know what their coaches think. Some teams take it into account more than others. But a lot of coaches like to be there in person. Like for me, I don't get as much in person as I do on tape because I can control the environment and the speed and everything looks the same because that's the way I've always done it for 6 years. Yeah. Football people like to be on location, and they can see things better when they're right there watching guys. And it's probably the same with basketball.
Sure.
They like being – it's not just tape. They want to see – they want to feel you.
That's what I said. Like, when you want to work a guy out, you do a private workout before the NBA draft, you have a guy that's going to play defense on them a certain way to see how they react. You're going to have guys to see how they can react with similar players to the players on your roster to see if – can they coexist? Can they play in a system with players like that?
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see. By the way, I'm sorry. I owe you an apology because I retweeted that interview that you did on NFL Network and got you love, I thought. But everybody was hammering the fact that you don't have anything on your walls in your office.
I don't. I have a grading scale. They didn't see my other one. I can't show the other scouting stuff that I have on the wall. I'm not supposed to.
But someone said Raheel should come in and be your interior decorator. Like, that's just spending too much time.
Thanks for coming on, though. Last minute, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll put... Don't worry. I'll put something up there.
I'm going to get you a picture of me to put on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I should do stuff like that.
You should.
Randomly put different people's...
Well, you know how to keep me out of your office.
Get me like a fat head and I'll put something up next time.
I'm here.
I can just take... here. Let me just take a picture of Joel's head with my phone as a fat head.
I'll do it. Nice. Print it out.
Have a great weekend, Lance.
See you guys.
Blitz is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.